Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Green gonna put it up down the middle. Gonna go Gibson, got him open for a touchdown! Touchdown! Georgia scores! A 56-yard scoring strike! Green to Gibson.
Good stuff right there. Memories from the past. The great David Green, and he's on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're ready to talk dogs and gators. And hopefully it's a bunch of alligator meat for everybody. David, good morning, first of all. How you doing today, my friend?
Doing good. How about yourself? It was good hearing the old Green to Gibson. That was fun, man.
Beautiful,
fun day.
Man. Beautiful, man. All right, so our college football question of the day, David, is next in our next segment at 11:40. I want you to get in on it. And I'm not even going to call you a dog fan. I know you are now, but you're a dog. You're a damn good dog. Do you want to win or do you want blood?
Oh, there's no question you want blood. I mean, you want blood anytime you play Florida.
Let's go.
But especially now. I mean, it's rare this day and time that you actually see players legitimately talking trash and kind of being disrespectful. I mean, there's already enough hate between this game as is, but, you know, when you got a team that's 500, they're saying that you can't beat us and things like that. I mean, that's just icing on the cake. Look, as a player, you got to block that stuff out. You got to just go out and play the game. But as a fan, I'm sitting here going, man, this is bad. And if the shoe was on the other foot and the Georgia players were talking trash like this and we had their record and they were undefeated, I would not be a happy camper.
We've got David Green with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. David, playing in this game, what's the week leading up to it or weeks leading up to it like as a Georgia player?
Well, you know, we always have the bye week, or as Kirby calls it, the work week. And that's really one where you can rest up, try to just clean up on pure fundamentals. And so you're not really game planning that much during the off week. But as you transition into the game week, you can definitely start, you know, to get this feel that it's a bigger game than normal. You know, the town really clears out starting about on Wednesday, Thursday, because, you know, they always make it along with fall break. And look, as soon as we fly into Jacksonville and you hop on the bus, I mean, there's Georgia fans lined up at the airport, you know, kind of welcoming, you know, you down to Jacksonville. So you can just feel the excitement in the air. I think anybody that's lives in Georgia, grew up, you know, watching this game, I mean, it is one that both sides, love to go to. I would say it's the world's largest cocktail party. I mean, it's a show. It's a big event. And, of course, we haven't been on the winning side of this that much over the last 20, 30 years. But, certainly looking for things to change.
David Green joining Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And David, I want to go back to what you said. I thought it was really interesting. If talking about, you know, the trash talk and the rivalry, and if the shoe was on the other foot, and if Georgia had a bad record but had beaten Florida all these years and were talking trash, you wouldn't like that. And I'm not going to disagree with you or try to challenge you on that, but I just want to present this to you. To me, Florida stinks this year, offensively inept, defense has been gutted with injuries and all this kind of stuff. They're just not that good. And so I think they kind of realize they're not that good, and they're resorting to mind games, trying to get into the brains of the Dogs players, David, because that's really all they got at this point.
Yeah, but it just doesn't work. I mean, look at the worst teams that Coach Rick had. It was typically the teams that were, if we were jumping around at the beginning of the game, you know, acting like we're trying to get into a fight pregame, I mean, those normally ended up being the worst teams that Coach Rick had. It was the teams that just kind of shut up and played the game and let their play kind of do the talking. Those are the ones that ended up being the best. And so, I mean, I get it. Look, talk is talk. But, you know, when you get out there and it's time to play, you just got to line up and execute and play ball. It's just, I don't know. It's just a little bit shocking when you – it's different if both teams were undefeated or if this was, you know, their superstars, you know, guys that were, you know, All-Americans that were, you know, going up for Heisman. Yeah, maybe it's different. You can – But I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little bit old school as well, where I'm just going, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense as a fan. As a player, I never cared if people talk trash. That was just part of the game. But as a fan, you go, man, it's certainly disrespectful.
David, Georgia's obviously had a great start to this year, 7-0. They're number 3 in most of the polls, and the college football playoff poll will come out next week. When you look at this team, do you feel they're right on schedule with where Kirby has them, or do you feel they're maybe a little bit ahead of schedule for being a national title contender?
Well, I think we're certainly going in the right direction. I mean, playing some really good football. I think the one thing I've liked out of this year of anything is just consistency. I mean, I think there hasn't been a game that Georgia has showed up and not wasn't ready to play. You know, people could say that about Missouri, but, you know, Missouri hit us on a couple of big plays. And Drew Locke, I mean, look, if you don't cover the receivers downfield, I mean, he can shred you pretty easily. But I think overall this team has an identity. We know who we are. We know who we want to be. And if the challenge for Kirby moving forward is making sure guys don't buy into the hype, that they can continue to have that mindset to get better. And if this team can continue to get better and continue to gel like they have this first part of the year, I mean, the sky's the limit.
David Green joining Rick and John on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, that consistency you talked about, my God, would that be great with our Atlanta Falcons. They would not be 3-3 if they had similar consistency of our Dogs. David, I want your best memory from the rivalry games that you were involved with, the best memory and, unfortunately, the worst memory.
Well, I would say probably the best Georgia-Florida memory was beating them, and obviously in 2004. The one thing I remember, Leonard Pope was a freshman that year and had 3 touchdown catches in that game. Then obviously the one y'all played at the beginning of the show when Fred Gibson kind of caught that seam post, which was icing on a cake. That was a huge win for us because, look, that was the monkey on our back. That was a game that, you know, we just could not win, even though we had better teams at times. We couldn't win that game. That was obviously the best. The worst was no doubt 2002, undefeated going into this game. The only game we lost the entire year kept us from, you know, playing in a national championship. That was a tough one. We did a good job of getting over it and coming back and playing some good ball and winning the SEC championship. But losing this game kept us from, having a shot to play at the national championship.
Talk about that for a second, the 2004 game, and how it kind of equates to this year. Florida's obviously beaten Georgia 3 years in a row. You guys had lost a few in a row to Florida at that time. Getting that monkey off your back, what would it mean to Kirby Smart, Jake Fromm, Nick Chubb, guys like that?
Well, I know it's a huge deal. I mean, especially for the older guys that had a lot of success against this team. It's when you want to win. You come to Georgia, it's a game that you look forward to playing, and you obviously want to be successful in it. Just want to really do have to try to block out those external factors as much as possible. And if Kirby can just get this team mentally where they're just trying to execute the game plan, be better than they were the week before, show up ready to play, really they should be fine. And he's done a great job. It's what I've been most impressed with this whole season, is how this team has showed up. The game that I wanted to see more than any was Samford, because I think that showed a lot about this team. Because it shows that, do you have a team that loves to play football? Because that's a game, there's no question, we should have won that game. And they showed up, we were ready to play, we took care of business. And that's what I want to see continue with this Georgia team. It's a mindset of, regardless of who we're playing or what the score is, we have a certain brand of football that we're going to play regardless.
David Green joins Rick and John talking Georgia and Florida. And let's talk Jim Chaney here. It's easy to say that he's doing a better job with the Dogs this year than last year. But specifically, David, with some play calls, with some formations, what are you seeing that's working this year?
Well, I think we've got everybody in the mix. Everybody's playing with a lot of confidence. I think Jake Fromm has had a lot to do with it as well. I think Jim Chaney's calling plays that Jake does a good job of running. We're able to get all the running backs into the mix. I mean, you would think it would almost be a nightmare a little bit. It's a good problem, but it's challenging when you've got a guy as talented as Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, you got Swift, you got Holyfield and Heron. When we got 5 guys that could play that, all seem to get a lot of touches and are all productive. We've got guys out wide at receiver that are making plays left and right, playing with a ton of confidence. And you got guys that are buying in the team. Even Nada, a guy like Nada's not touching a ball as much as he did last year, but he's the first one to say, look, I'm here to do whatever we need to do to win ball games. I've heard other guys on the kind of say the same thing, where there's buying into team, where it's less about selfish play, more about what do I need to do to help contribute to the team. So I think a lot of it has been Chaney, some of it's been Fromm, and some of it's just been the mindset of the players really coming again and being selfless.
David, great stuff as always. Have a lot of fun this weekend, and go Dawgs.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.